for some listeners who might not be that familiar with film industry, how can we tell if a film is a co-production?
Co-production normally refers to a film that's co-produced by two or more than two countries or regions. Normally, there are two or more than two language versions when it is released in the relevant countries or regions.
After all these years of booming market here in China, how would you describe the real picture, the real situation of co-productions with China or for the Chinese market?
There are plenty of co-productions each year, but there are not so many that's so successful because, you know, when we talk about co-pro, it's not an easy job. You have at least two countries or more than two countries, and then you have a larger audience to please. And also on the production phase, it is already quite difficult because you have people from crew and the cast from different countries and you have different locations to shoot. And on the distribution side, you also very hard because you have so many audience, you know, they might be having different cultural, political, even religious background. It's not easy. In Chinese term, we have a term saying double-edged sword, 双刃剑.
Mm-hmm.
You think you are trying to please both sides, but you may end up getting both sides unsatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reality.
So for you, what is the formula, the secret, or the key for to the success of a co-production film, especially in China?
Well, I don't think there's any production formula that can work for anywhere. Film co-production is only different in the way it is produced. It is still a film to start with. That means you still have to make a good film, especially in China. Chinese audience are same and also different from the other areas. And China is quite big. It is huge, actually. And we have first tier, second tier, third tier, fourth tier cities where there are films. So you can't say a specific region is always the same as the other regions to have the same taste or same demand for films.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite complicated.
So we know China is very attractive to international filmmakers, for example, to Hollywood producers. So today, considering all the changes over the years to the Chinese film market, like the screen number and maybe overseas investment, what would you tell a Hollywood producer if he or she wants to invest in a movie targeting the Chinese market?
Like we said just now, Chinese market is probably a little bit different and more complicated. So if they really want to make a movie for the Chinese market, they have to have study of the Chinese culture. They have to know the Chinese people, and they also need to know the background of the people, what they want. Fundamentally, this. Have to remember they need to make good films, the films that tell good stories to meet this market.